transgender activists, including Chelsea Manning, occupy Capitol Hill bathrooms. By Neil Monroe on December 5, 2024. Transgender activists broadcast their intrusive takeover of two women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill on December 5. The transgender takeover marked an escalation by the mostly male movement in their campaign to demand access to spaces that are used by women to guard their sexual privacy and career opportunities in a diverse society. The intrusions were done by two groups. One took over a bathroom in the Capitol Hill Visitor Center, and the other group occupied a bathroom in a hallway of a building used for the representatives' offices. The second group included Chelsea Manning, a former soldier who claimed transgender status after being convicted in 2013 for leaking secret military information during the Iraq War. The activists were later constrained by the U.S. Capitol policy, according to a tweet shared by Representative Nancy Mace, RSC. She has recently pressured GOP leaders to recognize that incoming House Democratic Representative Sarah McBride is a man, despite establishment media support for his claim of transgender status. The intrusion and scuffle will make it harder for Democrats to downplay or sideline their support for the aggressive ideology. The aggressive intrusion was portrayed as a harmless plea for privacy. The activists were wearing shirts that said, "We just need to pee, let us pee." The activists' video showed them occupying a bathroom in the Capitol Visitor Center. Bathrooms are symbolically important for transgender activists, who use them to claim that men who claim to be transgender deserve some sympathy from women. The transgender ideology argues that governments must enforce individuals' demand to be treated as members of the opposite sex once they claim transgender status. So the ideology says courts and police should punish citizens, employers, and co-workers who refuse to use opposite-sex pronouns when dealing with a person who claims the scientifically unverifiable status of transgender. Many men who claim to be transgender are heterosexuals. Some share of the men who claim to be transgender also use the women's bathrooms for sexual gratification. In November, Democrats lost many votes because of their support for the demand that their changeable gender is more important than everyone else's immutable sex. Since then, Democratic efforts to finagle the losing issue have failed, partly because the party's core of progressive groups deeply empathize with transgender activists' demand that they be liberated from the biological constraints of their bodies. Many polls show rising public opposition to transgenderism and to males' use of women's bathrooms, changing areas, spas, and other privacy-protecting spaces. The opposition is broad and includes conservative, K-12, feminist, and gay and lesbian groups.